Well, girls, I'm going to tell you a story this morning. I'm going to tell you a story of a girl. She was born into a broken home because of divorce. Her parents divorced when she was 2 years old, so she doesn't have any memory of being with her father. Her mom was a single mom, and she had to work a lot to provide for their needs. So this girl had to spend a lot of time by herself. Her father, when he called, he often promised her, "Oh, I'll go pick you up so we can go take some ice cream." So this girl got so excited that finally she was going to have time with her daddy. She would go, put on the best dress, wait. Until she fell asleep because he never arrived. She wondered, why doesn't he love me? Her mom was her hero. But they were so disconnected. It was like if they spoke two different languages because she was absorbed with work all the time. So she wasn't really like ever there. Because their finances were tight, she had to jump from school to school. So she couldn't, like, never cultivate deep relationship with friends. The girls at school were very mean to her. All of them seemed to be more attractive and cool than her. And she asked herself over and over, what was the problem with every relationship in her life? She was taken to church since she was a young girl, and although she claimed to be a Christian, she felt so lonely. She desired to be loved. She longed to feel valued. And she wondered if someday things will change. She tried to fulfill this need by getting people's attention. So she tried to be funny. She was the clown of the class. She wanted to please everybody because she said, well, if I please everybody, maybe someone will love me. But the result of that was more pain. I am the girl in the story. I believe so many lies of what a relationship is. And I want to ask you, what is your story? How are the relationships in your story? Relationships are hard because we all have a story. Perhaps you're not the people pleaser, funny girl, but maybe you are the mean girl. You want to give the appearance of being tough and strong, but you know that deep down, you're only trying to hide how hard your life is. Or maybe you're the bully girl. It's easy for you to bother other people and make fun of them, but you prefer to be the bully than the bullied, so that's why you do that. Or possibly you're the popular girl, so everybody likes you. But deep down, you're just trying to fulfill a need by using other people. Or maybe you're the boy crazy girl. You can't picture yourself without a guy. You are obsessed with romance and guys. And you're capable of doing anything to get the attention of the guys. But deep down, you're hurt. Or maybe you're the needy girl. You depend on others for everything. You can easily be offended if somebody didn't text you or you were not invited to a party. If your friends have other friends, then you're jealous. Oh, relationships are hard. We all have a story. We all have a need. But every story is different. And even though every story is different, the solution to our problem is the same for all of us. Because we were created to relate to someone. In every human heart, There's a thirst for relationship. And that thirst for relationship makes us desire things. And sometimes we desire the wrong things, like Erin was sharing. And we don't understand where are those desires coming from. And maybe you can relate to those desires. We desire friends because we think that they will make us happy. We desire a relationship because we feel lonely and valued, and that's why we welcome every guy in our way. We desire to get rid of every authority in our lives because we think that we want to feel free to do what we want to do, because we think that we'll be happy if we were allowed to be our own authority. So the desire to be loved is not the problem. That desire is not the problem. The problem is that we're looking for love in the wrong places. And going back to my story, my desires to be loved and valued weren't the problem. The problem was that I was running to the wrong things to fulfill them. I believed the lie that God was not enough for me, and that I needed, what I needed was just human love. I wanted to be pursued. I don't know if you relate with that. Like, I wanted somebody to really love me and value me and pursue me and love me. I longed for that. And the more I tried to please people to get that, the more the emptier I felt. So it's like a non-ending circle. But the good news is that my story didn't end there. And your story doesn't have to end there either. I want to share with you the greatest story that will transform yours and that transformed mine. In Genesis 1:27, we read, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." So here we see that God is in a perfect relationship. You know, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, he's a community in himself. And God created us in his image. So God created us to relate to him. But God created us also to relate to each other. God created our hearts to be satisfied in a relationship with him. And that's the problem. We find that satisfaction in the wrong places. Because as you heard from Erin, sin distorted everything, including our relationship. So the real story, my story, your story, is one of rescue and redemption and fully satisfying relationship. I was talking to a friend lately, and she said, my friend Susie, Jesus made that possible when he provided the solution to our broken relationship with him. Sin is a relationship breaker, but grace and forgiveness are our relationship maker. And when she said that, she actually wrote that, I said, that's totally true. And that's the heart of what I want to share with you. Sin is a relationship breaker, but grace and forgiveness are relationship makers. One of the main reasons why Jesus came to earth was to restore our relationship with God. That relationship that mattered the most, our relationship with him, he showed his love going and pursuing us and wanting us and loving us. So we just need to realize that everything we are seeking in human relationship is ours in Jesus. So no matter if you are the people pleaser, the mean girl, the boy crazy girl, the bully girl, the truth is the same to you. Jesus is enough, girls. We don't need to strive to find things that are only found in Jesus. We just need to replace those lies with the truth. So I said that this was simple, and I meant it. I just want you to remember, only God will satisfy your deepest desires. Only Jesus is the provision for every single relational need you have. The gospel has the power to restore you, no matter how broken you are. And you will only be satisfied in Jesus if you run to Him as the most important fountain of satisfaction and joy. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because we can run to you. And thank you, Lord, because your throne is open to us. And we can enter with confidence into your throne and receive what we need. Thank you, because in Christ, we are provided. We're fully provided. Thank you, because in Christ we will find satisfaction. Just help us believe it, Lord. Reveal any trace of sin in our hearts and point our hearts to the truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.